What's going on, everybody? My name is Mary B. This is my podcast, Something's Gotta Give, and I got some things to say. We don't get to decide who our parents are. We're simply just born. And many of us, unfortunately, are born into chaotic homes. Now, the thing about this is the foundation of who you are is created within the first 5 years of your life. Now, if you are born into a trauma-based home, a lot of your personality, unfortunately, is created from those trauma responses. So if you're someone who is now in your adulthood and you're having a difficult time, say you're someone who really wants to get married, but you have a hard time practicing loyalty. You know, you find yourself being in a lot of infidelity-filled relationships. Or if you're someone who says, I'm going to stop stealing, you know, I don't know why, I just always get an itch to steal when I get to Target. But then you find yourself taking things at the self-checkout line anyways. Or if you're someone who never thought you would be in a relationship where you allow your partner to call you out of your name, to call you derogatory names, and you find yourself in a relationship with someone who is always abusing you, calling you out of your name, well, maybe it's because that's what was going on before you even realized what those behaviors were. That's how powerful and how influential the beginning stages of your life are. Before I was 5, my first 2 years of life was spent in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a trailer park home. My father worked in, you know, the trailer park community, I guess you can call it. And my mother worked in a casino. My parents decided to go their separate ways when I was about 2 years old, and my mother then decided to take me out of the country without my dad's permission and take me to her homeland, which is Brazil. And I spent over 2 years in Brazil, I would say between the age of 2 to almost 5, and I was sexually assaulted, raped when I lived in Brazil. I experienced abandonment. I experienced rejection. I experienced a lot of trauma before I was even at the age of 5. Did I even know what I was experiencing was trauma, though? No. Even after the age of 5, it didn't just stop there. My dad had to take my mother to court to bring me back to the United States. When I was back in the United States, it was one unstable home after the other. My mother couldn't keep a job. She refused to really embrace the American culture, which led her to always being laid off, which led us to bouncing around to shelters. And my dad would be in and out of our lives, and we would accept his help because he would get us back on foot. And that happened until my mother decided to move us to Virginia. So we did a 2-week cross-country road trip, staying in shelters along the way. And this was normal to me, living in shelters, staying in the car, having my dad be in and out of our lives. All of this was normal to me. I didn't know that there was another option of life. Then I wound up in Virginia, and we went to a Salvation Army seeking shelter, but this was a different Salvation Army. This was a place where you go to get food stamps and things like that. They hear our story, and of course, it's not normal for a mother to say she just picked up and moved across country because she's interested in speaking to some judge. Now, that's a whole nother story. Long story short, my mother would open up a lot of court cases to sue jobs because she thought she was being treated unfairly. And although that may be true, she just didn't go about it right. And instead of being normal, calling, you know, this lawyer that wanted to help her win these cases, she decided to up and move us, which raised a red flag, which then led me to being in foster care. I went through 4 different foster homes, the 4th one being my last one, my adoptive home. Now, although I'm not bouncing around from shelters, I've kind of been elevated to nicer homes. I've never been in communities like this, you know. Northern Virginia is beautiful. It was the first time I was exposed to this type of culture. A little girl who was raised in the favelas of Brazil. If you don't know about the favelas, it's the world's worst ghettos to suburban Virginia. I'm thinking I'm being rescued. I end up getting adopted to a woman who is very traumatized. She was raped so much in her adolescent years, she wasn't able to have a child. When she was married, she found out she couldn't have a child, but she couldn't adopt with that husband because he used to physically and emotionally abuse her. So when she got freed from that relationship, she lied during her application process to get a child, to adopt a child. And because the system doesn't thoroughly do checks, she was able to adopt me. So I lived with a very traumatized woman who was my adoptive mom for 6 years. I hit a breaking point when I was 16. And all of the brainwashing, all of the manipulation, all of the abuse that I experienced from her, my spirit was telling me that this isn't me. This isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. So I ended up finding my father. I haven't heard from my father at that point in about 5 years or so, 4 or 5 years. My dad did try to fight for custody during the adoption process and his rights. Or actually, my dad abandoned me. I was supposed to move in with him, and he didn't show up for court. So that's why I ended up getting adopted. Fast forward, I'm being abused so much by my adoptive mother. I reached out to my father's side of the family, which I was then able to be connected with my father. I ended up getting kicked out of my adoptive home because she was upset that I found my biological father. I ended up finding out that the reason why my father was so in and out of my life, the reason why he allowed all of this chaos and toxicness to happen in my life is because he was an addict. My father suffered from alcohol and drug abuse all of his life, and the moment I reached out to him, he had actually been sober for a good 4 or 5 years. So I ended up moving to Massachusetts. And I praised my father because I thought he was an angel coming to rescue me. Never throughout my life did I have a time to process. So I was pretty much a happy child throughout my years living in Massachusetts with my father. I ended up graduating high school there with him. I ended up staying at home while I was getting myself through college. I ended up getting a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism, and my spirit told me to move out to LA with my best friend. And I did that. I worked really hard as soon as I graduated college. I got myself enough money in my savings to comfortably move out here. And that's when the real life started. And I had all these big dreams. I've been wanting to share my story and do this podcast for quite a long time. But behaviors that I was introduced to subconsciously before I even knew what these behaviors were started to take control. The very, very hurt inner child in me was driving the avatar of this body. So, you know, in college, drinking, smoking, going out, partying is the norm. And if you're raised in a not so chaotic lifestyle, you know, maybe you're able to graduate and go and get that job and balance, you know, work life, social life. But if you're someone like me, partying takes control. And so being drunk at 21 turns into being drunk at 23, turns into being drunk at 25, turns into being drunk at 28. Now, my body can't handle liquor the same at 28. I'm also not drinking the same because drinking used to be fun. Now I'm drinking to numb myself. So I seeked therapy when I was 27. This wasn't my first time trying to find a therapist. But I found the right one. Thank you, Dr. Julie. I had to take an analysis test, and I had to take a test to see where I fell with anxiety, depression, addiction, how much childhood trauma I went through. And the results were that I don't have too much anxiety, but I do suffer from depression, mild depression. I suffer from severe PTSD. Did you know you could get PTSD from childhood trauma? I didn't until I sought help. I was told that I suffered from every form of childhood trauma there is. And so learning why I was behaving the way I was behaving was the first step to me changing. But the change didn't happen overnight. I had to learn that my drinking habits weren't normal because the people around me weren't reflecting that. The people around me were encouraging me to go out, have another shot, have another drink. I was bartending. I'm still in the restaurant industry, but I'm just not bartending anymore. So when you're a bartender, of course, your social life is drinking, you know? You work 8 hours making other people feel good, being other people's therapist, making all these fun cocktails. Of course, you want to do the same thing on your free time. But that wasn't helping me. I had to face the truth that I had an addiction problem. This isn't just a social life. I had to accept that this came from my trauma that I wasn't addressing. This is generational. Because I told you my father had an addiction problem, right? I had to practice humility and step down from bartending to understand that if I really wanted to get sober, I would have to change my environment. I lost all of my friends. Because the moment I really started to do the work, maybe the mirror that they were seeing of me now wasn't comfortable for them, so they left. I had to keep going back to my toxic ex to really understand why I loved him. And the list goes on. And through the process of accepting that I'm in isolation mode for a reason, this hermit mode is for a reason, journaling consistently, crying consistently, telling other people how I feel, being so vulnerable has allowed me to get to this point. To tell you guys, you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're not wrong. Your trauma is real. And it is not your fault what you experienced growing up, but it is your duty to take control and to change and to become a better person, to break the generational curses, to make a new pathway for yourself. You have no idea how powerful your brain is. And because your child, little you, experienced all this pain, all this hurt, all this homelessness and scarcity and abuse and neglect and all of it. You wonder why you're experiencing this in your adulthood is because you've never faced it to allow your brain to paint new, to say you can have that successful job, to say that you can have a successful relationship, that you can have peers that love you and pour into you just as much as you do to them. You can have everything and more that you desired as a child. But you have to make room for it. You know how you make room? You have to plant a new tree. I don't know if anyone else is a plant lover, but say when a plant gets big, right, you have to repot it. And you got to get in. You got to get in this. You got to separate all the roots and buy new soil and get a new pot. That's dirty work. Now, remember, I told you the foundations of who you are set by the time you're 5 years old. A lot of times, we don't even want to think about that little girl or that little boy because it hurts that much. But baby, if you want to change, I'm sorry, but that's what you got to do. And I'm just here to let you know that throughout this podcast, I'm going to be sharing in depth these stories that I've lightly mentioned. Just to show you guys that although it's hard work, I promise you that short-term dopamine boost that you get from that toxic relationship, that addiction that you have, that TV problem that you have, the toxic job that you have, the limiting belief systems that you have can be changed. They can be changed if you allow it to change. And this work is hard. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is rewarding because you don't have to live the rest of your life doing what you're doing short term to get that sense of dopamine. Repotting yourself is everlasting. And I want all of us to be able to experience an everlasting type of love within yourself that you can create within yourself that can be exuded out in the world and everybody else can be able to feel it too. We want to change the world. Start by changing yourself. I'm really excited to share my story and I thank you guys for listening. Till next time.